What does a sex hammock look like that's different than a regular hammock?
It's a regular hammock because it's a lot easier to clean.
It's like a spray mesh. You goes like,
hose off. He hose it
it's
off.
It's got a stain-resistant material.
It's extremely stain-resistant.
You know, like you used to be able to get tickets, but like, have you not seen like the paper bag Fandango things?
No.
You're good to go. There's like a little. Oh,
I
want to
put this. I want to put it on like one table so it minimizes the amount of noise.
Do you have to scoot over so you're just touching?
No, no, that's fine. I just don't want you to touch it. Who here did not see that coming?
Anyone? Oh, you're already recording.
Yeah, I've been recording.
But Joe's not here.
Is he coming?
Joe
said was. We invited him.
Well,
did we Josep this?
Well, I mean,
he said he was.
Okay, then I'll cut it.
Dan Fagno.
That's
not really the way I should probably say that.
Don't say that. Don't make me start bleeping things on here.
Binding of Isaac is half off right now on the Switch.
On Switch?
Yeah. It's like Dead Cells. So, I'm going to try it.
I've heard it's really weird and creepy.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's
I heard if you're a good Christian, you will love it because it's so silly. Well,
so I read that you use his weapons are his tears.
Yeah, like it's weird.
There's a whole.
I heard it was like Undertale wasn't weird enough for you. Go play Binding of
that's
Isaac.
What I was gonna say. It's like Undertale, yeah.
That's like how I think it was pitched to me.
Or like Five Nights at Freddy's weird storiness is like the same type of stuff happening because you're like when you beat the game, you unlock his toy chest and there's his body inside of it, and you're like, what? Oh my god, have I been outside of this box as a kid the whole time and my mom was crying? And then you're like, whoa, this is really psychological.
It's Shit Talk, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Kyle.
It's the stream of consciousness that we're spitting in there.
Now it's all full of conscious loogies.
At this point, it is. 195 episodes here?
2,566 episodes?
Yeah, that's a lot of spitting.
7,000,000.
I'm really glad we stuck with Sit Sock instead of Pit Sock. Which is what it was going to be.
We're just going to start calling it Smart Talk, which rhymes with Sit Sock.
That already is a thing. You can't.
Oh, we can talk. Do it, though.
We can do whatever we want.
S-M-R-T Talk.
Smart. Yeah.
Smart.
Smart.
Oh, hello, Joseph. Smart.
Joe has decided to join us.
Just
finally.
Over. I was told both of you had left the building.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to be here.
No.
By
for
who?
This.
By who?
By Kevin!
Why did you say that?
I said you had left, but I didn't know that. I didn't realize you'd be back so soon, I guess.
Joe, okay, well,
maybe. I thought Kendrick was the one who was going to freak out and tell everybody to abandon ship. But it was actually Kevin.
It was Kevin!
Yeah, because you saw us leaving and you were like...
Because you left at 11, and I thought you were one of the people that were doing 11s, and then I remembered you weren't, and then I didn't talk to you because you'd left.
Don't look at my boobs, please.
I will. You can't stop me.
I know, but I want you to not.
Ah! Anyway,
that was unpleasant, uncalled for, and unwanted.
So we're on Zit Talk, everybody.
What are we talking about today, Amy?
Well, what did we talk about yesterday that was fun?
We were talking about...
We had a riveting conversation we should have recorded. If
yeah,
we, so.
Which we had.
If only our recording device wasn't forgotten by an
one of the
idiot.
We're making fun of me is because I didn't have email on my phone.
That was after. And that's not funny anymore. It's just too
It's real. Not funny anymore.
It's too real.
It's too real.
You're just... A rube.
We're talking about something that you were talking about.
Oh, it was the gift card.
Oh, the gift card exchange stuff.
Big, yeah.
So Kevin found a really sketchy Craigslisty site where he can expose himself on the internet to
for money
to exchange gift cards.
Yeah.
So your profile pic is just a dick pic.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a cam girl?
You're a cam girl now?
It's different than
profile
that.
Pic.
I know what a cam girl is like, and it's different than that. So,
I don't want to know.
We were talking about how Kevin was exchanging favors for gift cards, or rather, he was exchanging other gift cards for gift cards. What's the site called?
I don't know if we want to link to it.
Put the link here.
No, I just want Kevin to say the name.
Card Swap or something.
Oh, that's
Swap.
That sounds great.
Sounds really
legit. There was a few of them I used, actually, a few of them.
Cat Swap, that cam. Don't type that in.
Don't search for any of these things.
But it's new KACKSWAP. CackSwap.
CackSwap?
Oh, CackSwap. Search for CackSwap.
Swap? Okay, I was going to say there's two A's in there.
KACKSWAAP.
Swap.
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 Hi.
Hello?
Are you going to go to CackSwap.com?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Please don't.
It's probably
but
really
can you explain exactly what's happening with CackSwap?
CackSwap!
I had a I had a gift card, and I wanted a different gift card, so I gave them my gift card, and they gave me the different gift card back.
How did you find about CacSwap?
Google.
Like, you Googled it?
Yeah.
You Googled CacSwap?
You Googly?
I'm a great
Googlizer.
So you're like, I wish I could exchange this for something else. Internet.
Yeah, because I kind of ran out of stuff to buy from, you know, Cabela's and whatnot.
You already own two smokers, so what else?
Yeah.
You have a second smoker?
No.
I was like, damn.
Guns?
No, he got the first smoker and gave me the old one.
Oh. I actually need to go buy some
music
stuff.
No.
Why?
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you could trade
it.
Because
I'm an idiot.
What's wrong with the old smoker?
Nothing.
Is it similar to your new one?
No, that's a charcoal. It's an old charcoal.
Ugh. No thanks, Grandma.
It worked fine, but it was not insulated, so you had to use it in the...
But there was, like, gift card exchange rates, right? Because you did one from, like, Sensations and got another one for, like, Fascinations.
It was... Yeah.
And it was, like...
Did you just name two sex toy shops?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know,
did we all just recognize that those were two sex toy shops?
Yes. The one had the stuff I really needed. The other one didn't.
Swing. And the other one had just, like, a hammock. Like a sex hammock.
Yeah, it was
really
cheap.
Both.
What does a sex hammock look like? That's different than a regular.
It's a regular hammock.
Hammock,
but it's a lot easier to clean.
It's like a spray mesh. You hose it off.
You hose it off.
It's got a stain resistant material.
It's extremely stain resistant.
It's just like plastic. It's really uncomfortable.
Well, you're not in it for the comfort.
Or are you?
So you sorry exchange rates.
Any hammocks is that fancy?
Yeah. So there was like Nike. I had a Nike gift card for $100, and I got a GameStop gift card for like 91 out of that. So I didn't get the whole $100 worth. But
is it like fees they take out?
I think.
Or is there literally like demand generated exchange
rates? I think
that's
how they make their money.
Okay, so it's not necessarily like, well, 2,000 people want a GameStop gift card and only 1,000 people want Nike, so we're going to give you like a percentage change base.
I'm back to thinking about this and I don't understand how it works, but.
I don't either.
How? They must be buying gift cards with gift cards at diminishing.
So explain your concern. Because no one's heard it yet.
Okay, so for these gift cards, when you put on an online gift card, anything you can type in, there isn't a secret, right? There's a secret you know, and you give that secret to the person, and then they exchange that for money, right? Like, they treat it as currency, because it's connected to an account that has a certain balance in it. If you give someone that information to access that account, you still have access to the account. So you can't divest yourself of access to the account the way you would if you gave someone money, because then they have the money.
Yeah.
Card cash.
Was
check it a cash?
Card cash. That's what it was called.
That's the site?
Yep.
Okay.
Check
not tax slap.
And there's also one called Card Pool.
Everyone in the pool.
So
yeah.
Your general concern is that since you have the activation code and number for the gift card, if you give that away,
somebody
it just means
else
that you could...
has the activation card that's...
Well, you have it to begin with, right?
Right, but when
so,
I don't care about me.
But you could give it away, use it, and then use the new one.
Yes,
away,
if you're quick enough.
Away,
if you're quick
see,
enough.
See, I don't think so. I think they...
Counterpoint.
I think that they handle that in the middle.
So they, you think that
I
they
think
have...
I think that they cash it right. I think you're
they
basically...
swap it out for another card?
I think when you put it in, you're using it. You just use your gift card. It's done. So you can't use it somewhere
so
else.
So you mean just like say, this is what my inventory of gift cards is, and you put all the activation codes and numbers in?
I think once you
is
do that
what happens?
The gift card has been cashed.
How do you say, how do you determine, like, I have 15 gift cards from various places, like, how do they know that?
Well, because you cash it in, you sell it. Or
you sell
you
it to them. Then.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so there's
so,
no issue.
So I think
well, no, I mean, what it means is that they must be doing either, because it's a subset of card.
We could figure this out by just having two people exchange gift cards over this thing.
No, I mean, I'm more curious about the actual technology
I don't
at this
know if
point.
You can.
No, I mean,
I
because, like,
you, can do that.
You can't pick two people.
Oh,
just it, so
I think it's
just,
you give them, they handle the
well,
moment,
what
so
you could
them.
Do really quickly is you could go to Cabela's and look up how much value is left on the card in the moment after you convert it.
Right, yeah.
Mm.
Which I have a feeling it would be empty.
Social experiment.
I guess you can buy gift cards with gift cards, right? And that's really what the whole concept is. If you can buy gift cards with gift cards, you can convert them, which means...
And I think they take a cut.
So
that's
what's really fascinating to me is that I'm assuming they're not doing this with the explicit permission of these vendors.
Maybe not.
Why would
you think it might be unseen?
Like, why would you need their permission?
No, what I'm not saying you need it, but I'm saying if you cooperate, it's easy. Because then you say, hey, Amazon, zero up this card.
Right.
I'm handing it over. You know,
like,
you could coordinate if you had if you had a unified backend.
But Amazon gift
some
cards,
gift card companies all use the same. Some companies use the same gift card engine. There are companies that handle your gift cards for you, which often I think Garion might know more about it, but I think that might save you some of the tax issues of like having rebates. So if that company's connected to this company, then it's just real easy. Yeah, we're converting the thing to the thing, and then they just issue you a new one and then pocket the difference.
Right.
Yeah.
But the weird part is there's no actual money.
But what I guess what I'm trying to think about is the way you're talking about gift cards is like a bank. And I don't know if like gift cards really work like that, especially for Amazon anymore. Because like you get an Amazon gift card, you can't put a part of that in. When you put it into Amazon, it just credits your account that much.
Right,
money.
Because Amazon is a completely different animal than every other gift card that I've ever seen. Because
they are their own payment gateway,
so they can just apply it to yours.
Did GameStop take money out of your card, or did you put money on like a GameStop account when you used the card?
That one I used it right away, so I didn't have to put it in an account. Right.
But was it like the idea was like you had a card and a number, right?
Yeah.
Would it? I guess that's confusing.
So that's the concept of redeeming a gift card, and this is actually something I'd love to get Garion to talk about because he did some of this stuff. Is actually a really complicated and extremely regulated industry.
Is it?
Because
that's cool.
It's not really money, but it totally is money. So you end up with things like, well, like when you're doing taxes or when we're calculating how much money you've made in a quarter. You can calculate selling the gift card, or you can calculate redeeming the gift card, but you're not supposed to do both, right? So theoretically, you sold a gift card, and that was when you took money in. When you exchange the gift card, when you apply the gift card balance to a purchase, you're not making more money there. You're breaking even. It gets really crunchy when there's franchises involved, because then they have to claim that back because they didn't make the money off of it. So like, there's a really complicated system.
I've talked to Eric about that with Collector Mania store credit, and it's a really interesting thing because the whole debate was, do you take taxes on store credit when someone buys it, or do you take it when they use it? And they decided to take it upon using it. So like, basically, when someone uses it, they buy the item gets taxed, and then they take that taxed amount out of the store credit, which effectively is like the same thing as taxing on the front end because
most places do that because then you don't have to worry about the assessing the taxes at the beginning, and then if something changes, then you have some potential squiffiness.
Do now when you buy a gift card, do you pay tax on it, buying it?
Not
like from like King Supers or something?
I don't think you do.
I don't believe
that makes a lot of sense. Like,
I think it's one way.
Basically, they're set up to be like a certain way, and
I'm pretty sure, and that's there's also this whole thing about fraud with gift cards. That's one reason to ask, is because people will routinely buy gift cards with stolen credit cards.
That way, they have like a more,
and then
like,
they go to these places to launder the money.
Liquid currency.
Well, no, that's the thing is they take it here and they launder it.
No,
track that card. I don't fucking know where it went. It got redeemed on this place and converted to that place, and all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people using the service, not Kevin presumably, but a lot of the people are using it for fraudulent purposes.
How many credit cards have you stolen?
A few.
When did you stop stealing credit cards?
You can't get off if you never got on. You can't get on if you never got off.
I stopped. I never stopped.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Amy, how many credit cards have you stolen?
At least three.
How many? Do you have any gift card input here? Like, what about your thoughts on gift cards?
Well, I've never tried an exchange, so I'd like to. I've just never found one. Unlike Kevin, who steals credit cards and knows where to exchange them.
Yes.
He's just good at it.
You know him wrong.
It's Kevin. He's good at all the things. He does everything better than we do.
You know, Mom always said, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Why buy the cow when you can just have Kevin do it?
Yeah.
But this really does, it does actually highlight the two wildly different gift card systems that you have to have. Because if you use like Starbucks or Cabela's or any of those things, the cards themselves each are an account that has a balance on it that you can decrement individually.
But then places like
Amazon, it's not an individual account. It credits your account with that amount. So there's no concept of a partial card on Amazon.
See, that's the difference between Cabela's, because I buy a bunch of that stuff off Cabela's, the smoker stuff, and you can't like put your card on there and have it sitting. You have to use it on checkout.
Yeah.
But with Amazon, you could just build up a stock of
money. You can kind of do it with Starbucks, as far as I understand, because
you can
their
transfer
like
balances.
Rewards program can also connect to like a card that you can put money into.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that's
so
the
way
same
that,
as buying.
So the way that works with Starbucks is you register your card to your account, and then you can transfer balances from card to card.
Okay.
So like I've been given a few reward cards here and there, or gift cards, and you add them into the app, and you just transfer the balance off to your main one you use to pay.
Yeah.
And then you just delete the old card.
So they keep them separated. Mm-hmm.
So they are treated as separate accounts that you can do balance transfers on.
That's pretty. It's clever.
It's very elegant too. Yeah. Starbucks actually has probably one of the best loyalty card systems I've ever seen. And their online ordering app is very sophisticated, which is quite interesting, as it segues into a better a conversation that's surprisingly cogent relative to this, is that Starbucks is now going to be, they just acquired a new company to handle their gift card system and their loyalty program and their online ordering technology. And they're going to start leasing it out, basically. They're going like Amazon or like any of these other companies. Is they've built the system so good, they're going to start selling it to other people.
That's a pretty good idea.
So they're going to sell people their loyalty and online ordering system, which is very happy for me because that they do a really good job of it. And
if
I think
people use it, then yeah.
If other people use it, we're going to be in a pretty happy time here because I don't know if you ever used, has anyone ever used the Starbucks loyalty or payment program?
No.
The loyalty program tracks points as you go, and then they recently changed how you used to get a free drink, but now you get a tiered system and you get enough points. I see if I can pull it up here.
You do that at the Alamo.
Yeah, they switched it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite like the Alamo, at least how I've seen it, but like, so let me see here. When I go to redeem.
Well, if it's a tiered system, it's like the Alamo.
You get
more
like
movies
stars
you see, the better.
No, not the tier I'm talking about. The tier I'm talking about is that, like, for 25 stars, you can get an extra espresso shot. For 50 stars, you get a free hot coffee. For 150, you get a fancy drink. For 200, a lunch sandwich. For 400,
but once you redeem it, it goes away.
Well, you're building a star balance.
Yeah, but then you use the
then
stars.
You consume them
yeah.
as a secondary currency.
Yeah.
It used to be once you hit 100 stars, your next drink, your most expensive drink on the order was free. You could redeem it that way. But now they have a more complex redemption scheme where you can actually get like food in case you didn't want to just save it on that one drink.
Yeah.
And so it makes a little more sense. And that's the technology that's the stuff that they're going to be leasing out to people, which means it's going to be great because, like I said, you can scan the
cards.
Why
would you buy that when you could just like build your own redemption system that way?
Yeah, they're really hard. And then you have franchisees that don't necessarily want to participate. So if you can roll the whole thing out with an easy system.
Like none of that works if you go into a Starbucks that's like inside of a King Soopers. None of that applies.
Yeah.
You can't use any of that.
Because they don't, well, you can accrue stars, but you can't consume them. Because they don't want to participate because they're not getting the money on the gift cards and stuff.
So you're like Galactus, you're just consuming stars.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
Pretty
that
cool.
Doesn't make sense. I'm just gonna latch onto one word, but that's cool.
Yeah, consuming stars.
But no, so like the way it works is they have all the gift cards you can buy. You can send digital gift cards, and those are all the same. They all just have account numbers associated with them, printed or not. And you can associate them with your account. And then when you pay in the store, you pay with a barcode that you just hold up to the scanner, and then it takes it out of whatever account you've picked from this drop-down. You can add money directly to it, and when you pay with the card, you accrue points. If you pay with directly, then you don't accrue points. So the trick is then you're putting all your money through their point-of-sale system, or not through their point-of-sale system, but you're paying it all online to the app, and then accruing points that way. That technology means that you wouldn't have to have your wallet to go to any of these places that do that. You just have to have your phone. Or my watch has a Starbucks.
We were talking
app about
that the other day too.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
And they use the same barcode scanner that they would use for other merchandise. So a lot of point of sales already have a barcode scanner that does that. So if you have your point of sale system integrated with this technology, you can make your lines move stupid fast because that transaction goes way faster than a credit card because it just checks their internal database. It doesn't have to
okay.
be a full gateway.
Get off the soapbox for a second. We get you like it. Okay.
I'm just saying that Starbucks made a very wise move because they're making. They're running out of ways to make money with their regular system because they actually don't make a lot of money on coffee sales. They made most of their money in the last 30 years on opening franchises.
What about food?
Their food offerings have routinely been underperforming. So their number one way
how
they
do you
can
know
money,
that?
Read their reports on it.
Why do you read those?
It's fascinating. They're one of the biggest fast food companies in the world. They're like the top three.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know you were such a fast food.
I follow business stuff. I think it's interesting. Like Chick-fil-A is the third biggest. I think it's right behind.
But
Starbucks
how can it
baby.
Be? They hate so many people.
It's amazing, isn't it? How that kind of marketing. Kind
of
that effect.
Speaking of weird marketing and Chick-fil-A, there's that Popeye sandwich, right?
It's gone.
It's gone. But Walker said earlier today, one of our coworkers, that like basically it sounds like they're using that to push the app, like download the app and. Like that kind of is like an interesting marketing ploy, like that you can say like
you'll know
the mark will the app will tell you when we get them back in stock and you're you and it's like motherfucking Jones, did you guys do that on fucking purpose?
Nope, they just did not expect for there to be this much demand.
I was talking to Amy earlier about like why like what part of that sandwich is causing a shortage? Like is it that they don't have access to one of the ingredients or is it certain processing of the chicken, or
they
like,
never had chicken sandwiches before, right? Popeyes doesn't. Didn't
they didn't have.
Sandwiches.
I think it was the bun that.
So
that's
they didn't
the new
have.
Part.
Well, they don't have buns, and they don't. Is it
maybe
different
pickles.
Breading. But so basically, think about it. They just did not have the supply lines, right? They probably.
But I want to know like what aspects of it, because they have chicken and they do chicken very well. I mean, if a chicken place runs out of chicken, you're kind of like.
But
you're kind of like a Pizza Hut, and
you're just
that runs out of pizza. Yeah,
you didn't run out of chicken. You've closed.
Yeah. And like so, the pit, like they have sauces, and I think their mayo, maybe they don't. I've never had a sandwich before.
Suspect it's the bun.
That's what I was thinking, or maybe the pickles somehow. Pickles don't seem like they're that like definitive on the sandwich. Mm-hmm. Do the Chick-fil-A pickles taste different than regular pickles?
They're pretty standard pickles.
Pretty standard deli pickles.
Yeah. So like it's like probably not pickles.
I think it's probably the bun.
They do put a sauce on it instead. That's how they get their spicy to be spicy. Is not
yeah, I saw that. They
sauce.
Don't do a spicy chicken. They do a spicy sauce. And so I watched a lot of people who are really hating on Chick-fil-A about how much better that is. I'm like, I don't think so. If you don't have if your spicy is purely because of the mayo.
Well, their chicken's already spicy. So like their versions aren't like Chick-fil-A and Chick-fil-A spicy. It's like Cajun chicken and then spicy Cajun chicken, which is like spicy. And then
has anyone here had the sandwich?
No, we can't get it. Like we went.
Well, no, it's been out for like
a
month, and it was, and it's been
find it.
Yeah, okay. There are no Popeyes near me. If I'll post a map of the neighborhoods around me because I am hilariously in the middle of a huge no Popeyes zone, aka white neighborhood.
You're probably about the same distance as the one on Sheridan as we are now.
Yeah,
and there's
I drive past it sometimes, but yeah. I don't eat a lot of dinner right now, so I was thinking about it, and it's like, I kind of want to try the Impossible Whopper, but again, I'm not eating a lot of
I've heard things about that, too.
Yeah.
Like, what, like, one of the interesting things, and this is just a headline I read, but was that most of the people consuming it aren't actually people who are, like, vegans or vegetarians.
They're
it's
not
like,
really targeting vegans.
Yeah, it's more like people who are like I want to try this, but I'm not also going to get a cheeseburger at the same time to see it.
Well, so, like, you actually have to order it special if you want it vegan.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because there's probably other things.
There's mayo on it.
But like vegetarians then, let's say.
Yeah. Vegetarian, it does come vegetarian.
You
but.
Ever think about that? Like, so the propagation, like our shitty podcast, right? There's so many people doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many people are blogging about food. I wonder how much like new food introduction they're banking on like reviewers to come eat stuff. That's why they're like hoping on that initial boom of money from like a new thing. Right?
Well, I know one of the biggest draws for Popeyes was that it isn't Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's
the number one marketing thing is we're not Chick-fil-A.
There was like a whole, and like Wendy's and a few other places were involved on Twitter. I didn't really read about it, but I just heard that they were like all in like a big Twitter chicken fight.
No, it wasn't really much,
chicken
but
attack.
It was a little.
Twitter chicken fight.
Chicken attack.
You got this room in 6 months?
No, we have 6 months left.
Just
kidding. So, it was actually kind of funny because I watched a lot of people. It became a weird hill to die on thing where everyone now has to love or hate Popeye's chicken sandwich based off of what they believe Chick-fil-A has or has not done. It's like, okay, this is the hill we're going to die on? Can I just eat a chicken sandwich?
It's very interesting because like another coworker that we had was talking about how they don't do it because they have a family member that's part of the community that would be affected by blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to hear that and be like, well, like, I guess I could see that. Like, I know we've looked into, like, all the stuff that they're spending money on, but I don't know if those stuff reflected the individual spends. Like, the company's obviously not
right.
spending money on, like
gas
cans.
They were donating to charities that had funds that were also included Gator Street camps.
And I was like how many
which are
other
not
companies
concentration
are doing
camps necessarily?
Not yet.
Like it's yeah.
But I mean, if anybody's
so
going to do it, it's the Christians.
I read a fascinating right? article, and if I don't find it, I want to put it in here because it
in the podcast,
about, yeah,
I'll just you put
read
it
into
it's like and then
page
they
the
said
first. No, the article was actually it was interesting because they talked about this whole thing, like this whole Twitter event, like all the ups and downs, and how much you had to pick a side, and they said. Maybe we should not be building our ethical system on top of fast food chicken sandwiches because that's a really thin ice to be
Taco
on.
Taco Bell is going to win the fast food wars.
Well, no, because like maybe you don't want to be the most ethical fast food restaurant that are built on the backs of underpaid people and then like they highlighted all the things. It's like, yeah, maybe this is a dumb thing to pick as your like Like, but yeah, ethical battle.
Yeah, Popeyes was on their way until they realized they had to pay for their workers' like health insurance yeah, and all this like, other stuff. And they're like, "Fuck that!
Wait,
we're gonna make money.
We have to. We can't just pay teenagers at $9 an hour anymore. Like,
we actually have to like care about diversity.
Well,
and
it's sort of like that. And that's the whole thing. Is like maybe you should be looking at other things instead of just these things. And it's like, yeah, that's a good point. Maybe if you really care about the ethics, you wouldn't be going to a fast food restaurant.
What if they all
battled? Yeah, it's like all the farming and stuff too. Yeah.
What if all the fast food chains went to war?
Mascots or just?
I think that the colonel would win because he clearly has the military
mascots
experience.
Mascots is one thing, but they're
like,
the leaders.
But
I'm
you
talking
have, like,
about the employees.
The Joker, basically, for McDonald's.
Right, but he's really just a fucking clown.
Yeah, and they're the most dangerous.
Although he does have a couple of other characters.
Yeah, Grimace seems pretty intense. And he's got a Hamburglar, which is basically like a Seneschal. And so, like, the Hamburglar's going to go and bunch it up.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Right? I know he
yeah,
means.
He's the Hamburglar. Because he's the closest thing to, like, a sneaky spy I can think of.
That's not what a Seneschal is.
That's what a Seneschal is in Warhammer 40k Dark Heresy.
Is that true?
Don't look it up. I'm not going to fucking argue with you about it. Like, go look it up.
You are arguing with me.
Yeah. No, you're arguing with me about it.
Kyle, you're wrong. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you that you're wrong.
No, I'm telling you that I'm right, and you're arguing about
me
being right.
You can try to argue all you want. I'm just telling you that you're wrong.
Well, now we're arguing because
you decided
that.
No, we're not arguing. I'm just telling you that you're wrong.
No, I'm telling you that I'm right, but I'm telling you that I'm right.
No,
this has turned into an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
So is it the bell of Taco Bell? Is that what's going to war? Is the bell?
No, it's a chihuahua.
No, the Taco Bell employees would not be able to go to war.
So wait, was it
too busy shitting themselves to death?
Look, is it the employees
that's not
that are
fair.
Fight?
You can eat Fresco stuff and shit yourself.
That's the
okay.
Army.
Oh, you're talking about employees.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, they're led
this
by the mascots.
This is going to be interesting. How much time do we have left? Oh, we're at like 26.
This is a next time conversation.
Yeah.
Can
you put that on the key for next time? Because I think we need to talk about who would win in a
fast food
fight.
Yeah.
Are we talking about
because like Chick-fil-A, they couldn't fight you because they're too nice. They'd all die right away.
And they would be dead because they would never fight on Sundays. Everyone would just attack them on Sundays.
But then like. There'd be knife fights out of some of them.
I think the Burger King.
You mean Taco Bell and Del Taco? That's racist.
No, we didn't say that. You said that.
We were all just drinking it.
Who would win in a fight between a grilled cheese sandwich and a taco? Is it street rules or?
Is it prison rules?
Prison
rules, the taco. Racist, but
that's
correct.
That's racist, but correct. I don't have a sit-sock list. I'm just going
to
make a new
make
one.
Make a new one and share it with us. Because now I would like to do this talk. Because now I'm really thinking, like, the kind of people I've seen working at different food restaurants. Because there's a couple, what's that, Tacos Jr.?
The weapons or whatever they find in the restaurant.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so if the chairs are detachable from the floor, you know, some McDonald's are just stuck.
Yeah,
it's great if you put it there, but I don't have it.
Yeah, no, this is fun. This is going to be an interesting one. We're going to be super racist, though. Like, like Joe levels of racist.
Whoa. Nobody's sinking that low.
Yeah.
That's a joke. I'm not actually that racist.
I don't know
God.
If that's true. Like, comment, and subscribe
no,
if
not.
You think Joe's racist.
Maybe we should
don't
turn it into a segment.
No.
Anyway. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.